My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we're going to be featuring some more music from trumpet players, continuing from last week. Music from the Sweet Jazz Trio from Sweden, Jack Sheldon, Richard Bolger, Matthew Garrison, and a whole lot more. And we also have a very, very special segment of the show this afternoon. I'm going to be featuring a new release from pianist Amina Figarova. And this is something that you should really, really listen to. It's a beautiful, beautiful recording, and that's coming up in just a few minutes' time. Starting off the show, though, we have music from Maria Harp. Last week, I featured some music from her, and it's a request from a listener who wanted to hear more music from this album. It's entitled 14 Pieces for Harp and Bass, and we're going to listen to a composition entitled You and I Know. And it features Maria on vocals, Matern Otten on guitar, Amina Figarova is on piano, Chris Strick is on drums, Bart Plato on flutes, and Carolyn Brewer is on alto and soprano sax. Special guest on this recording is bassist Hein Vandegein. So let's get started with Maria Harp and You and I Know.
as you know, and I know this is how it should be. Let me just say that one day it will all be as clear as the day.
Song that was vocalist Maria Harp from her album 14 Pieces for Harp and Bass, and we heard You and I Know with some fine guitar work there from Matern Otten, Amina Figarova on piano, and some nice string work there from Hein Vandegein. We're going to continue with a new release from Jackie Terrison from his new Blue Note album entitled Smile, and this is Sous le Ciel de Paris. Such a lyrical player. That was Iris Sullivan with Monday's Dance. And before that, Jackie Terrison from his brand new recording entitled Smile. And we heard Sous le Ciel de Paris. A couple of weeks ago, I played some music from bassist Matthew Garrison from his debut recording. I'm going to be featuring another track from this album. Here is Dark Matter. Yeah. was music from Matt Garrison from his self-titled CD, and we just heard Dark Matter. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1, and we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. To call Amina Figueroa a talented musician would be a gross understatement, and I'm going to play for you many selections from her album Night Train, was released in 2002. And this recording is very, very special because, at least for me, when I first heard it, it's one of those albums that just connects on many different levels. And you can see that she's not just a superficial pianist, but a multi-leveled pianist that goes really deep into the music and deep into the feeling of the music. Amina Figueroa was born in Baku, Azerbaijan, and she started to play the piano at the ripe young age of 2 years old, composing at the age of 3. At the age of 6, she was admitted to the special secondary school for most gifted children, where she studied classical piano. And all this time, she was writing classical music, mostly for piano and cello. In 1982, she graduated and then entered the State Conservatory of Baku, from which she graduated in 1997. She subsequently went on to teach at the Conservatory of Baku. She ended up giving many concerts and entered various competitions in the USSR. And in 1987, she won the first prize at a competition for composers from the USSR. She later went on to study with one of the best Dutch pianists, Rob Van Creveld, and took vocal lessons from American singer Coco York. Now, in 1992, she went on to the USA to study at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, where she studied with Laszlo Cardoni, Ed Tomasi, Danilo Perez, and Brad Hatfield, to name a few. In 1998, she was invited to study at the Thelonious Monk Jazz Colony in Aspen, Colorado. Now, this was a summer camp for the most gifted young musicians, including masterclasses with musicians such as Kenny Barron, Nathan Davis, Danilo Perez, Monty Alexander, Terrence Blanchard, Jeff Hamilton, and John Clayton. In 1998, she released her second album, Another Me, which is basically a mix of funk, fusion, and R&B. In March of 2000, she was invited as an artist in residence for the Dimitri Matheny home season in the San Francisco Bay Area. And just a note that she's currently performing in the Bay Area as we speak. In April of 2000, she performed with Kim Prevost and Bill Soley at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. In July of 2000, she performed at the North Jazz Festival with her jazz septet. And we're going to listen to her septet in just a few minutes. But in January of 2001, the musical Diana, about Princess Lady Diana, for which she composed the music, went to premiere. And these days she's performing as a pianist and composer while she keeps on working as a studio musician. Now, these are the people that make up the septet. We have Bart Plateau on flutes and an instrument called shakuhachi. Jarmo Hugendick is on trumpet and flugelhorn, and he's a marvelous player. Carolyn Brewer on alto and soprano sax. Kurt Van Herk on tenor sax. And Wairo Melu on bass. And rounding out the group, we have Chris Strick on drums. So let's get started. We'll start off with Waiting for Thee, and then we'll follow that up with Night Train, Rio Sueno, and we'll conclude with Interlude Number 1. This is the music of pianist Amina Figueroa from her album Night Train.
We'll be leaving from platform 2 in 5 minutes. The 1208 night train to Denial will be leaving from platform 2 in 5 minutes.
Thank you.
That was music from pianist Amina Figarova, and we just heard four selections from her latest album entitled Night Train. We just heard interlude number one, and before that we heard Rio Sueno, Night Train before that, and we started off with Waiting for a... And we're going to hear more from Amina later on in the show, but if you'd like to visit her website, it's simply aminafigarova.com. And you can find out all the news and information about what she's up to, her other recordings, and other tidbits from this talented artist. Sweet Jazz Trio is up next, and we're going to listen to a tribute to Lennart.
Thank you.
was younger, I used to make a point of watching the Merv Griffin Show. I used to come home from school and turn it on, not so much for the guests that Merv had on, but for the orchestra that was playing on his show, Mort Lindsay and his orchestra. And one of the musicians in his band was trumpet player Jack Sheldon. Quite a funny character, but also a very, very good trumpet player. And we just heard Jack Sheldon with What Is There to Say? And before that, from Sweden, the Sweet Jazz Trio and a tribute to Lennart. Well, you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1. And we're concluding this afternoon the special that we started last week on some trumpet players. And this next one that I'm going to play for you has been around for a little while, but never really broke through. He's extremely talented, and the way that he phrases is really impeccable. Richard Bolger, and we're going to listen to A Song for Enos.
Thank you.
Such a nice, warm sound to his playing. Richard Bolger and Song for Ines. This next set of music is a dedication going out from Uncle Judy to her nephew, Donna. And we're going to play some more music from Amina Figueroa's album, Night Train. Now, this album is based on a trip that Amina took. And during that trip, she encountered many interesting individuals, be they real or dreamlike, because at the end of this trip, she can't tell whether it was a dream or whether it was reality. And each piece is based on a moment during that trip. It makes it very interesting. Now, I'm going to read something from Amina's notes here, one particular composition, and this is what she has to say. A beautiful young woman was listening to our conversation, and you can tell that she was a very spiritual person. We got into a conversation about the country she was from, Brazil. We talked about music, food, and legends, and she knew many legends. Now, this one I found fascinating. A dolphin would transform himself into a man, and leaving the river, he would go partying. He would seduce the women of the villages, and before daybreak, he would disappear back into the water again and transform back into a dolphin. Now, sometimes the women in love would try to follow him. Even today in some parts of Brazil, if a woman gets pregnant by an unknown man, people will say, "Foi a boto," it was the dolphin. And we're going to listen to the first composition is based on this, and it's entitled Oboto Rosa.
Vou amanhecer lá onde as palmeiras se escondem e o sol vem beijar o meu rosto e a chuva perder-se em meu corpo. Me sinto tão viva seguindo assim. E me deixa em qualquer lugar pra amanhecer de novo e poder me perder. Quando anoitecer lá, canto uma bela cantiga, te envolvo com minhas mandingas pra que fique sem ter de que com sacrifique sem ter de voltar. Seria possível te ter só pra mim, me afogar em teus olhos distantes e como bons viajantes. Te leva de mim a sonhar e te quero.
And so ends the journey of the night train. That was Amina Figueroa from her album Night Train, and we just heard Epilogue. And before that, Reggae Dance, interlude number 4, October 8. And we started off with O Boto Rosa. There's 18 tracks on this album, and it clocks in at almost 70 minutes of glorious music. And if you have a chance to pick this up, or if you'd like further information, you can go to her website, aminafigueroa.com, and check things out there. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition, and we're going to move on now with one of my favorite musicians and favorite musicians, musician of a lot of people. This is Shorty Rogers, and an extended work of his. It's entitled Breezin' Along the Trades. Thank you. I love Shorty's understated style of playing, and especially on that last number, Breezing Along the Trades. Paquito de Rivera is up next, and looking out the window, a lot of snow has fallen in the Ottawa area over the past 24 hours, and I think that this song is apropos for the conditions that prevail. This is dedicated to the weather. It's Paquito de Rivera featuring New York Voices and Claudio Roditi. From his album Brazilian Dreams, this is Snow Samba.
The snow, it seems, falls like my dreams. It covers all my pain and clears the tears from me. Dreams, it quiets me. The sorrow of my heart's mistakes go drifting by like snowy flakes. The wind blows by and clears the sky. The snow upon the ground reflects the light that I feel inside. So crystal bright, it shines upon my heart's sad face that melts away this cold embrace. For now I see so vividly. Feel the joy the snow is bringing. You will hear the song I'm singing, and to me you'll come to stay. Like the shining snow that you see drifting, our two hearts will rise uplifting, sending sorrow far away.
So far we ever don't go a very very far of a fever to be a little bit of a bad little bit of a
Stay like the shining snow that you see drifting. Our
to hands will rise, uplifting, sending sorrow far away. You see drifting, our true hearts will rise up, lifting, sending sorrow far away.
Thank you.
One of the great composers out there composing for movies, Lalo Schifrin, from his new album, The Cincinnati Kid, and we heard Melba. We also heard in that last set Idris Suleiman with Misty Thursday, one of the fine trumpet players in jazz, starting off with Paquito de Rivera, a song dedicated to winter weather that we're experiencing outside, and we just heard Snow Samba. I'm Randy McElligott, winding down this edition of In Transition, and we're going to go out with a bang here, Kenny Dorham with Monk's Mood.
Thank you.
Well, closing out the show, we just heard some music from trumpet player Kenny Dorham and his version of Monk's Mood, a rather slow, laconic version of the classic that Thelonious Monk wrote many years ago. I'm Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with another edition of In Transition. In the meantime, have a great week. And don't forget, Oswin's coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon, about 2 minutes' time, with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Bye for now.